you'll enjoy Scribblenauts Unlimited just because it's a good game. You won't necessarily enjoy Scribblenauts Unlimited because it's a great Wii U game. See, when the Wii U was created, it was supposed to use two screens in an inventive and intuitive way. Kind of the way it's used in Batman Arkham City. Or the way it's used for Madden. Or the way it's used for NBA 2K13. Essentially, what you see on the tablet, on the Wii U gamepad, is essentially the same thing that you see on the television screen. Making you wonder, why couldn't this game have came out on the Wii? Or why wouldn't it work on any other system? Yeah, sure, you use the stylus, and it's very intuitive, and it's a lot of fun to play on the tablet, but the bottom line is you'll say to yourself, during the course of gameplay, this would be a lot more fun on the 3DS, because I would be able to take it with me wherever I go, instead of being confined to your living room. It's great to play in short bursts, it's imaginative, it's colorful, there's good music. It challenges your senses. In the beginning of the game, you're in a hospital and you're in a museum, and you have to use your brain to solve these puzzles. And even though none of them are incredibly difficult, and sometimes the control hinders your gameplay progress, it's a pretty fun and straightforward adventure that will eat up a few hours of your life. In a good way. Scribblenauts is a game that you will remember for how much fun you had while you played. The only thing is, again, this game could have came out on any system, and it wasn't exactly tailored for the Wii U. Case in point, too, probably the coolest part of Scribblenauts Unlimited, the coolest option is on the 3DS. The 3DS version allows you to trade your answers for the puzzles via Street Pass and see what other people wrote in to solve the puzzle. So, with that being said, just so you guys know, there isn't one universal answer to every question in the game. If you have to, put something in a painting, for instance, to make the artist happy, there could be multiple answers. And being able to see those different answers from other players is pretty cool, and that option isn't available in the Wii U game. So truth be told, if you really have to play this game, chances are you'll probably enjoy it a little bit more on the 3DS, just because it has that option, and again, you can take it with you wherever you want. Graphically, it's beautiful. It looks great in high definition, but again, it's not a game that wouldn't look equally as fantastic on the 3DS. It's not like God of War or Assassin's Creed 3. It's not a game that has to be played on the Wii U to experience the game the way it should be. So, but bottom line is, as far as launch titles go, this is a game that plays great on the Wii U. It's a lot of fun. It's enjoyable. It's just, it feels more of a port of a very good handheld game than a straight-up, custom-made, kick-ass title for a top-of-the-line system. So, for $60, you're probably better off going out and getting something else. But, if you have young kids that can watch you play on the television screen while you play on the tablet, it's pretty cool. Or if you have a girlfriend or a wife that would prefer you not to hog up the television, and you still need to get your game on, this is a pretty good game to play. So, again, for different people, they may get different things out of this. Overall, it's definitely not a subpar addition to the series. Truth be told, it's probably the most inventive addition to the series. A lot of the small problems have been ironed out. And even though with the stylus at times, there are control issues such as dragging your creations over to the right people, sometimes it doesn't work, or sometimes you'll just die. I remember in the beginning of the game, I had to fix a car, and I called a mechanic over, and for some reason, the car was exploding, and the problem was fixed eventually when I moved over farther away from the away from the car and allowed the mechanic more space, but it's something that shouldn't have happened. So there are some gameplay hiccups like that from time to time, but there aren't enough of them to hinder the overall gameplay experience. So overall, Scribblenauts Unlimited, definitely a fun time, just not as fun as it could have been, and probably more fun on the 3DS.